This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Coming at you again, my usual co-host Daniela cannot join me tonight. So it is just going to be me with the playlist that I designed, I guess just on my own. Yeah, it's a lot harder than I would think to fill an entire hour with all songs that I pick and trying to keep them all good and diverse and everything. Very, very difficult. But I tried my best to not play too much stuff, too many artists that I had played last time. And so without further ado, we're going to get back into it with this song going out to a great dad the show is dedicated to. This goes out to my dad, James. He's too tired to listen in right now, but hopefully he'll listen in at another point. A good friend of his writing a book about Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, about why this album is still loved and such. And so I thought I might as well help prove his point by giving the album some love, because as we all know, nobody's talking about this album. Nobody says anything about this album. Nobody says anything about Rumours. I'll have more stuff to say about more songs later on, but I feel like everything that could be said about this has already been said, so Never Going Back Again from Rumours is coming up. Thank you.
the stage, the set, and talk becomes slow. But there's one thing I'll never forget. Hey, you gotta pay your dues before you pay the rent. Over the turnstiles and out in the traffic, there's ways of living. It's the way I'm living, right or wrong, it's all that I can do.
Oh, you just heard three songs, and I'm going to walk you through them. Never Going Back by Fleetwood Mac. I already spoke enough about that one. Not a lot of other commentary I can give. Very good song, very good album, classic album. People more classically trained in this classically trained in being radio hosts and talking about music can probably speak to it better than I can. But I can speak about I See Myself by Geese off of 3D Country. Daniela isn't here, but we just saw Geese live in concert on this past Friday at the Sinclair and Harvard Square, and they were fantastic. Love their sound, love their weird alt-country energy that they're bringing to this music in these like twisty-turny ballads. The main singer of it, he has like such a good voice. It's like, it can be gruff, it can be operatic. And the drummer, Max, I got to shake his hand and talk to him for maybe 20 seconds. That man can drum. And I really, really like this song because I think it just is super dynamic, and I think that you can get a really good feel for, I guess, the range of the main singer of the band, his sound and his voice. But keep an eye on Geese. I'm bullish on Geese. I think that they're coming up. And then after that, you heard Range Life by Pavement off of Crooked Rain. Crooked Rain. I talked about Pavement last show. And about how everybody loves to wax lyrical about how great Pavement is. This is one of my favorite Pavement songs because it doesn't sound like Pavement, actually. It's them trying to do, like, a similar sort of, like, country twang, and they're playing into it while they're simultaneously making fun of it, and it's just sort of, like, a simple, very simple, like, verse-chorus, nothing too fancy, type of song. My brain is also just, like, not working well. Sentences are not coming to me, so my usual incredible analysis and personal connection to these songs won't be as free-flowing as I suppose. Another reason why I wish I had a co-host with me tonight, but whoever dare listen at this hour is just stuck with me. But coming up next, Pure Taste. Guys, are you ready for Taste? Are you ready for me jumping on a bandwagon far too late? I heard about this band for not a while, but I heard about them first, probably the end of last year, and I did not listen to them. And then they started opening for Boy Genius's national tour, and if you wouldn't consider them big or blown up before, they absolutely have blown up now. And so this little band that I have discovered and that I have listened to that nobody else has found, that I listened to last semester, they're called Muna, guys. If you don't know the band that is open for Boy Genius on like every single tour that they've done and that like everybody now knows and listens to, this is Muna. This is, I think, one of the lead singles that they had off of their debut album, Saves the World. Also featured on Now I Call That Music, like some edition, snuck a little bit on there. They were on this band before anybody else was on Muna. So gotta give it to the Now I Call It Music execs. This is an extremely bouncy, almost like unce style club song of like what is an alt rock band. I would say they're alt rock. But yeah, I think this is my favorite one off of that album. I think this is my favorite song of theirs in general, which is a very cool take considering how big it is. But yeah, without further ado, Number One Fan by Muna. Girl power, girls in STEM, slay.
So I heard the bad news. Nobody likes me, and I'm gonna die alone in my bedroom, looking at strangers on my telephone.
Thank you.
looking at myself in the mirror, saying I won't leave you now. And I turn around like, oh my God, like I'm your number one thing. So iconic, like big, big, stand like I would give my life just to hold your hand. I'm your number one fan. I'm your number one fan.
Instead, I do as I please and you see where it led. Guess something bad ain't about to happen to me. You think I'm two-faced, I can name 23.
Feel the sun is shining on my better side. I've not always had my way, but I forgive my sins. Yeah, baby, that's okay. Jealousy you put on me. Yeah, and your feelings way too deep. Jealousy you put on me. That's why your mind's up.
Take it easy, take it slow. You follow me everywhere that I go. I gave you the keys to my soul, and you still don't believe, baby, I know. Girl, I'm sick and tired of your drama. Don't let me take you back to your mama. 20 missed calls cause I'm not home. What you gonna do, only God knows.
Jealousy you put on me. Yeah, and your feelings way too deep. Jealousy you put. That's why your mind's up, mind's up.
You just heard a few songs, and I am falling asleep in the studio on my own right now. I came in here expecting to be full of energy, but without a guest to bounce off of, without that banter and that chemistry, I guess it can be kind of exhausting. But in order, you heard Number One Fan by Muna off of Saves the World. You heard Gemini Rights by Steve Lacy off of Mercury by Steve Lacy off of Gemini Rights. Oh my God, what do they even not pay me for to do this voluntary radio show? Steve Lacy, I feel like he was already a big name in like the R&B world since he started like producing for Flower Boy and like releasing his B-sides. Like I found out about him junior year, but then if he wasn't blown up then, he definitely is blown up now after this album. This is, I think, my favorite song off of that one, just because I feel like it I think it represents like his vocal range pretty well. Like I've said before about other songs, I like how dynamic it is. And then finally, Jealousy featuring Rima by FKA Twigs. This is my most listened to song of all time on Spotify, and that happened over the month of December when I listened to it nonstop until I finished my final essays in psychopathic fashion. This is off of Capper Songs, FKA Twigs mixtape. I actually like this mixtape more than her debut album. I love FKA Twigs. I think she's super talented. And I think that this mixtape, like all the features on there, like every song, it's like banger after banger after banger. I love this song. Rema is like, he's the guy who has that like one song with Selena Gomez, which is just like low, 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 like all the time. And it's like has a billion, like literally a billion plays on Spotify. He's like a hit machine. This song is incredible. I love it. I love the melody. I love each of their verses on it taking turn. I love how ethereal it is. This entire album is great. It is an incredible mixtape. I recommend you guys listen to it. And we are a community-run radio station here at WMFO. We run off of our community. It is our lifeblood. It is what gives us the strength to keep going and keep playing our music. And so this is very timely, guys. It is the Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All PSA. For everybody listening who wants a free hearty meal in the Somerville area or who can get to the Somerville area for a free hearty meal soon, this goes out to you. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables, along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio and heartymealsforall.org. And there's a little sticky note in here. The next free meal date is this Friday on October 13th. The second Friday of every month, this upcoming Friday the 13th, will be the second Friday of October. Go down to 31 College Avenue in Somerville for a free hearty dinner from 5 to 7 p.m. All of y'all listening who are just dreaming of a very hearty meal on a Friday night, if it's the second Friday of the month, that goes out to you. Coming up next, this is a song I cannot really speak to because I just sort of decided to put it in the playlist less than an hour ago. This is 4th of July by Pax off of their album Crispy Crunchy Nothing. This was the band that actually opened for Geese when we saw Geese in the Sinclair this past Friday. They're on their own tour. I believe that they've been playing with Geese for the past two shows or so. And they have a sound which, if you know Snail Mail and if you like Snail Mail, then you'll probably like this because it's the same angsty drawl of a like a female lead singer with then of like a fuzzy almost like surf rock backing. It's that sort of sound. All the songs are around 2 minutes or so it's easy. It's easy for the TikTok generation. We can't listen to songs more than 2 minutes. We lose interest. Too bad this song is 2 minutes, 57 seconds. Those last 50 seconds are... My mind isn't going to be with it. I'm already going to be moving on to the next song by that point. But, I can't really say too much about the song because I honestly don't even really remember what it sounds like. But I remember listening to it and being like, oh, this is probably my favorite song off of the album. After, like, one listen, I'll throw it in the playlist. So, I'll probably have more to say about it after I listen to it one more time. But, anyway... given some exposure to this new up-and-coming artist that opened for an even more up-and-coming artist, this is 4th of July by Pax.
See you.
All right, you just heard 4th of July by Pax, and it definitely starts off a little bit, I guess, more as like a softer ballad with some light guitar plucking before going into typical fuzz rock territory, and then a single by The Strokes, Fast Animals. This is, I don't know if it's necessarily a remix, probably a reinterpretation and interpolation for sure of their song Slow Animals, which came off of their album Come Down Machine, 20-something in the 2010s, right before the most recent album in 2020, New Abnormal. This is a slept-on album. Everybody is sleeping on this album. Everybody says they only did this album to fulfill a contractual agreement with RCA because it was, like, stealth-dropped and it has no cover art. This is a good album. This is a good Strokes album. You can absolutely tell that they're shifting into the New Abnormal territory with, like, like a synthier-ish sound, no more like distorted fuzz rock and like Julian Casablancas like gruff voice. It's a lot more like softer. There are bangers on this one. It is totally slept on. Y'all are sleeping on Fast Animals. This isn't even on the album and it's good. This is a good B-side. The B-sides to this album are even good. But anyway, I said it before, I'm falling asleep in the studio. And so I need a song to wake me up. This is a song that I've wanted to play for a while that I haven't played because it says a naughty word in it. And I was playing it I always had a show during daytime hours when I couldn't play any explicit music. But now all the rules are off the table. This is one of my most listened to songs from the band, that I'm about to play. It is the opener off of this album. This is, I think, the definitive album of this band. If you're going to listen to one album from this band, I would recommend it be this one. If you're going to listen to one song from that album, I recommend it to be this one. I think that it's a pretty definitive look into their sound and capabilities. And if you're falling asleep like me at 12:43 p.m. this early, early Tuesday morning, I am sure that this will wake you up. This is Robot Stop by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their album Nonagon Infinity. Finally, I get to give this song a go on the show.
Thank you.
Wow, guys. Wasn't that rousing? Wasn't that energetic? All over the place. Robot Stop. I listen to that song when I sprint. When I need to sprint as fast as I can. Yeah, that's from Nonagon Infinity. The whole shtick of the album is that it's 9 songs that all lead into each other. And so the beginning of that song, or the end of the album, leads directly back into the opening track, Robot Stop, over and over. Yeah, and I think Robot Stop just has, like, the beginning of it is so good. Of how, like, it's, the whole album is just, like, all about, like, fuzz rock, psych rock, distortion. And, like, the beginning, you can hear it, you can sort of hear, like, the lead singer, his voice is distorted, and then just, like, you get hit with a total wall of sound. And just, like, all their, like, classic King Gizzard microtonal guitarists. Actually listening to it, with these high-definition speakers, I was able to pick up more. There's a... I know Gizzard, King Gizzard, has, like, 2 drummers in the band. It's, like, a 7-piece band with 2 drummers because they're crazy like that. They're just cracked. But you can hear in there, like, distinct bongos going at it when the chorus comes on. But anyway, I am actually legitimately not even... It was a bit, now it's not a bit, falling asleep in the studio as I'm recording. So this is, I'm going to end a little bit early, give you guys a little bit of a break, a little 5-minute respite as before we turn to 1 a.m. But going to end on a more comforting song. This has been a pretty rock-heavy show. We're ending with another rock song, pretty comfortably inside the niche of my taste and what we've listened to so far. You know, it's a 90s alt country song. This is actually the first song on Wilco's debut album. Very little cozy alt country tune, I would say. This is I Must Be High by Wilco. This will be the last song I will be playing for you all tonight before I curl up in my bed and when I get home and have my sweet, sweet little dreams. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I must be high to say goodbye. You never said you needed this. You're pissed that you missed the very last kiss from my lips, and I must be high to say goodbye.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuddered